A consulting firm hired by the town of Manchester has found fault with the operations of the Northshire Rescue Squad, a regional ambulance and emergency medical service which covers five towns in the Northshire: Manchester, Dorset, Windhall, Mount Tabor, and Danby. But the rescue squad's leaders are taking sharp issue with the consulting firm's findings and disputing their conclusions. The consultants, Municipal Resources Incorporated, which also worked on a previous report back in 2015 on emergency services in Manchester, made a presentation to the Manchester Select Board on Tuesday, January 11th, during which they outlined their conclusions and possible options going forward. The New Hampshire-based consulting firm, which repeatedly noted it was viewing the situation solely from the perspective of the town of Manchester, cited concerns about slow response times, insufficient communication with Manchester officials, and the cost of the services the rescue squad was providing to Manchester. Select Board Chairman Ivan Beatty outlined the genesis of the study the consulting firm made during the start of their presentation at the Select Board meeting on January 11th.
I'd like to just lead with a little statement with regard to Northshire Rescue Squad. The board has felt disconnected in understanding their relationship with Northshire Rescue Squad from both a structural and functional perspective. A 2015 emergency services study commissioned by Manchester and Dorset and focused primarily on regional police and fire services had revealed some perceived operational deficiencies with NRS at that time. And over the past few years, we've experienced substantial increase on the magnitude of 14% per year in the annual funding request from Northshire Rescue to the town. Very early in this current year, fiscal year, the board thought it would be prudent to try to achieve a better understanding by commissioning a study of EMS from strictly a Manchester perspective.
The consultants, Brian Duggan and Christopher Norris of MRI, or Municipal Resources Incorporated, also noted that Manchester was paying a disproportionate share of the costs, about 69%, while only comprising about 50% of the five-town service area.
Officials indicated a couple of things. One was many times the current provider is recognized or thought to be a municipal department. It's based in the public safety complex, dispatched by the Manchester Dispatch Center, and to that end, public safety officials indicated that they regularly receive complaints and concerns. Now, when we brought that forward to the board, they had not heard any of that, that there were complaints and concerns, and had not heard concerns themselves. But we would be remiss not to point out that it was stressed to us that there are regularly complaints and concerns. So a finding is that Manchester has the highest call volume. When we look, that's 66 to 70%, depending on year. They pay 68, or the town pays 68.5% of increasing fees. And as the chair said, one of the driving factors was that brought the study forward was the fees escalating over time.
You can watch the full presentation on GNAT's website at gnat-tv.org. But these conclusions were disputed by Jim Salzgiver, the treasurer of the Northshire Rescue Squad's Board of Trustees, in an interview held a few days after the initial presentation.
You know, we've over the years, you know, the Rescue Squad has really worked hard to have good relationships with all of its towns, and that's actually, you know, goes back to when we created back in, you know, 2017. The municipal board that has representatives from, you know, each of our five service towns, and as a whole structure for you know, the whole intent was communications and greater visibility, and being extremely open with all the towns as to what the expectations were from them or what we needed to be able to continue to operate. And it also, it was an agreement between, you know, that all the towns agreed to and signed in 2017, just going through 2020, that also we thought gave them a say by, you know, each of the towns had a representative on the board, and we would present things to the board. You know, we provided them, you know, continual updates of our financial condition, our needs, how things were going, our budgets, our financial reports. And the setup was that, you know, there are five representatives, one from each of the five towns, but each of the towns also, you know, they could provide input to us on what we should do. And we even set up a voting system where Manchester had four votes, Dorset had two votes. We set this structure up, and the whole idea was to create more of a partnership between the squad and the towns. The issues that came up the other night were pretty much the same issues that they raised with us. They said there had been, you know, they had heard complaints about the rescue squad service, and that, you know, there were issues with the rescue squads working well enough with the town on planning and with respect to events. The issue of, you know, concern about, you know, the complaints and all, that surprised us at first, because they suggested a number of complaints that sounded like it was pretty high. But, you know, then they looked back at their notes and said, you know, they were giving us a number of complaints. They said number of complaints per month, and it turned out to be that was the number of complaints per year. And so it seemed a little more normal. But still, you know, we were concerned that they said they were getting complaints. We tried to drill down, get any details, you know, what are those complaints? What are the type of complaints? You know, who's it coming from and all that? And we couldn't get any detail. And so we went back to Mike, the squad COO, and said, you know, are you aware of this? And he wasn't. So, you know, basically the town was saying they were getting complaints about us, but, you know, it seems they weren't passing them on to us, which makes it difficult to deal with those issues. You know, we're trying to work with whoever wants to work with us. And I think, you know, I'm sure that some of the criticisms that we could be working better with the town, you know, maybe that holds some water. But I think it was presented as sort of an apocalyptic sort of thing, you know, in the presentation with the consultants. It's really tough for us to fully understand and try to address this stuff when it's basically criticism without the kind of details that we can respond to. And I think we're happy to work with the town and all of our towns. We've already called a meeting of all of our towns, and that should be within the week, probably early next week. And, you know, we're trying to have a discussion. Okay, you know, what's the best way to move forward?
Well, what's your reaction to the, it seemed like one of the main issues the select board had was Manchester was paying, I think it was like roughly 68% of the budget of the rescue squad, but only getting about 50% of the
service. Well, that's,
I mean, is that gaps?
That's extremely misleading, because, you know, the truth is, you know, town of Manchester pays us, you know, the way we worked out when we went to this mini agreement, you know, between the towns in 2017, it had been that Manchester didn't give us any money, but they gave us rent and dispatch. And when we went to the agreement amongst all the towns, we decided the fair way to do things was for the squad to actually pay for rent and dispatch, and for that to go to our budget, and then each of the towns would you know, have their share of the amount that we need of our budget covered by the municipalities. You know, that share would include those amounts. And so the consultants used a couple of numbers. They used multiple times that 190,000 territory that they said the town pays us. And, you know, that's accurate. That's the amount. And we pay them about $125,000 a year. And the consultants in one of their slides actually, you know, posted up the number that, you know, if the town were to go in its own direction, then it would only really save the net amount, which was about $63,000. You know, just I've been on the board and the treasurer of the rescue squad for like 8 years now. And I think I understand the finances of it pretty well. And I cannot understand it being a sensible financial decision to try to run their own squad. It's not easy.
Possible options for the town of Manchester, according to the consultants, included continuing with the current service or transitioning to a town-based EMS service, and their report highlighted some of the pluses and minuses of each approach. The recommendation was for the town to transition to a town-based EMS service, and that communities currently served by the North Shore Rescue Squad would not be left without service, and that they should be invited to transition into the new system. A letter sent to the Manchester Journal and obtained by GNAT TV, signed by members of the NRS's Board of Trustees, stated that the North Shore Rescue Squad has no interest in ceasing operations and will not give their ambulances, personnel, medical equipment, and other supplies to the town of Manchester to be, quote, dropped into the new model, unquote. The full consultant's report is expected in early February. Meanwhile, conversations between the town and rescue squad officials are anticipated. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.